Hi everyone, and welcome to yet another shouldidrinkthat.com videocast or vidcast.
Vidcast. Sounds kangaroo cool. Cast.
It is a kangaroo cast.
Kangaroo cast.
Because tonight we are going to be filtering with the Grey Kangaroo and a bottle of the finest Rebel Yell Kentucky Bourbon Whiskey.
Yeah, baby, this stuff is not for the weak, shall we say.
The reason for the Grey Kangaroo this evening is because somebody on shouldidrinkthat.com decided that they were going to have a poll to see what we were going to drink out of the Grey Kangaroo next. Mostly, how are we going to abuse Father Spoon's liver next?
I had to get him back for the Brahma boat, so.
So with
this is it.
I guess an overall agreement on this, we're doing whiskey. I'm not a fan of whiskey. I don't usually drink whiskey, and I'm not going to be held responsible for any violent tendencies that I might have from drinking the Rebel Yell.
It's all good, man. I'm a whiskey guy. I'll keep you under control.
So what we have here first is Sick Puppy Port Shots, so you can get my initial reaction. I've never had Rebel Yell before. It is 80 proof from the original time-honored recipe, dating back to 1849, I believe.
I think it is
1849. Right on the label.
Right, if I can read the label.
Civil War hooch. Yeah, gotta love it. So, without further ado,
cheers.
I'm drinking whiskey.
Cheers to Spoon.
Cheers.
Cheers to you, buddy. Hope it doesn't kill you.
Wow.
Got some bite to it, doesn't it? A little lighter fluid aftertaste.
Jesus.
There.
Huh?
Oh. Yeah. When I first got introduced to this stuff, I hated it, but I've actually kind of grown accustomed to it, so it's kind of my new favorite whiskey, if you can believe that.
Oh.
What do you think?
How many people drink this shit?
I think most people that drink whiskeys that aren't whiskey aficionados,
they got fucking issues.
They drink it because of problems in their life, not really for sipping pleasure.
I really don't have any problems to deal with this evening.
Not yet, anyway.
I have tomorrow off, and my wife's gone for the weekend, so guess what?
It's Rebel Yell.
I'm getting schnookered.
This stuff isn't even the cheapest bourbon whiskey out there, but I knew its potency, I knew its flavor and its strength, so this was my choice, I guess. I'm the one who went to the state store and picked this up for Spoon, so.
I'm willing to bet that if I had a lighter right now, I could blow fire out of my mouth.
I know you could. Oh. This stuff runs about $12 a bottle, so it's not the
cheapest. You know
cheapest.
What? It's settled kind of warm. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
It's just the initial shock.
Initial
shock of whiskey, because, dear God.
If you got any women sitting at your table at the bar you want to get rid of, feed them shots of this. They don't stick around much longer after you buy them free booze and it's this shit.
Or you just punch them in the face. Not that I condone violence towards women.
I'm from Butler. That happens a lot.
Or actually, if there's a guy sitting next to you that really just won't shut the hell up, punch him in the face. Screw the whiskey. Save it for yourself. Punch him in the face.
And on top of that, I guess we're kind of doing a beer review in between, maybe?
Afterward, well, depending on how many filterizations that we do.
Yeah, I mean,
drinking beer. We're having a good old time tonight.
We're drinking Southern Tier Brewing Company variety pack. It's out of New York. I'm drinking the Triple Belgian Style Ale, and
I just had the Southern Tier IPA.
IPA.
Not bad. A little hoppy.
Good stuff, man. I like it.
All right, so here's the deal. This is what happens. You get the Grey Kangaroo. You have to have an empty bottle, which I brought along with me because, rookie mistake, I didn't have an extra bottle with me, so I had to go to the store, buy another bottle of liquor, drink all that.
Which isn't such a bad thing. I mean, you get to finish a bottle, so.
So, here's what you do. You get your original bottle, which would be this one. You open it up. Turn your Grey Kangaroo upside down, so it fit. This thing never really fits snugly over any bottle, so don't worry about it. Take your other bottle. Lights here or anything.
Yeah.
Stick that on top.
Don't be hitting my light.
You got that? I'm trying not to. I'm going to try to make this as clean as possible. Making room. And then all you do is, whoop, gotta get the promo out there. Gotta get the logo straight. And then all you do, as soon as you get a hold on it, is
flip her over.
And there you go. Now, rumor has it, it comes out, holy shit, it's coming out clear.
It comes out clear. I was reading on the forums and everything for Grey Kangaroo, and that's one of the things that freaked me out is whiskey, the color in whiskey is just pretty much impurities from the barrel and the cask that they're in. So, when you filter that out, there's nothing left but pretty much vodka.
Well, it's not coming out clear anymore. Now it's coming out kind of...
It's kind of a light caramel color, but do you think that may be for the, because of the charcoal?
I'm not really sure. Yeah, it's maybe this isn't really whiskey, that's it.
It's bourbon, which is whiskey, but it's coming out a little lighter, I think.
Now, the reason why I'm holding this upright is because this is top-heavy. So guess what? It fall down and go boom if you don't hold this.
But I don't think this was as bad as the Georgia Moon whiskey pour, was it? That came in a mason jar.
Yeah, Georgia Moon, I had to get kind of creative there and use a funnel and some other stuff.
I'm surprised. It actually, it came out clear at first and then...
Then it turned colors.
Then it turned back to the...
I'll tell you, we'll run this through, good number, three times, just to see what happens.
And then we'll do a taste test again. I'm pretty surprised at that.
That actually is, that's clearer than it was before. A little bit clearer.
Dripping out the side a little bit.
Yeah, it has a tendency to drip. It's still not, you know...
It's not a perfect technology.
But hey, you're filtering liquor.
Yeah. Right? And this is way better than using 900 Brita filters like you see on the internet, so...
Make sure you get all of it to go down.
That's a lot quicker than I expected.
I know. I thought this would take a lot longer. Now, with this particular Grey Kangaroo, I've only done about maybe 15 or 16 filters or runs through with liquor. You usually get about 50, I believe, out of one of these things.
You keeping track, I hope?
I'm keeping track on the website. That's the only reason why I know. Okay, so it's pretty much done.
That'd be damn.
And if anybody else has used a Grey Kangaroo extensively and if, you know, they can give us any tips, hey, I'm more than welcome to hear them, because, you know, this is only my third bottle of liquor.
That's why we're calling this the Grey Kangaroo Experiment on ShouldIDrinkThat.com.
That's good.
I didn't get really much on the drip on the side I had, so.
All right, so this one's pretty much done.
Pretty much done?
I think so. We're going
to
last couple drips that are out of there. Now
what do you do? Flip it over and fill it back into that?
Yep. And then we'll have a better idea if we've lost any of the liquor that's in here or any of the alcohol. One thing I noticed when I was doing a couple of these is that...
Wait, you actually lose alcohol?
You lose a small amount. I think I ended up losing like maybe a shot, if that.
Oh, I thought you meant as far as like by volume.
No. Alcohol...
Yeah, I was going to say.
You still get screwed up on this stuff. You don't lose any of the alcohol content. Alcohol, like actual mass.
Yeah.
Liquid. It's not mass. What the hell am I thinking? I passed the science.
Get a little stuck in the filter, I guess.
Now this is gonna be the fun part, tipping it back over.
Flip number two.
In 3, 2, 1.
Have you ever done this shit taste?
No, because I usually don't drink while I'm doing this.
You're probably a good thing, because it'd be all over the kitchen floor, I would imagine.
See, the way I do it at home, though, is... Oh, shit. The Grey Kangaroo just fucked up.
What happened? Time.
I don't know, but this thing is not... It's not...
Because of the bottle, maybe?
Yeah. The Grey Kangaroo just spilled all over the place. Yeah, that's not going to work again. God damn it. I got liquor on. I got bourbon all over my hand, Tony.
How are we going to do this then, huh? Because I don't have another bottle.
But no, it's fine. Well, let's see. No, actually, we can't do it that way. Shit. We're going to have to do a shot with it just like this. Because for some reason, this bottle is not catching the tip of the filter. We're going to have to get it right. All right, so we had some technical difficulties. Here's what the issue is with this. With the Rebel Yell, the top of this bottle... In fact, let me bring it up to you. Ooh. I want to get whiskey over.
All right.
Now, if you can look in here, there's a little black nub. See that thing? You see that? That little black nub does not fit this bottle, which we did not expect. Now, when it was pouring down, it was fine because all the liquor is going down. But when you're going vice versa, yeah, this doesn't get enough hold there around the bottle. So guess what? Liquor comes out.
How much do you think it's going to spill? A lot, because I can put a bunch on the table.
I think we're going to lose quite a bit if we do it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, if Greg Kangaroo is watching, get this plastic end here to be more form-fitting. Don't make it hard plastic. Make it more like a, I don't even want to say sponge because it's going to absorb alcohol.
Like a rubber
something
gasket.
Something more form-fitting
thing.
Because
yes.
Man, this thing just fucked up. Anyways. So
why this is an experiment, right?
And
so how are we going to do this now?
Well, it's fine that it came out like this. We'll just do a shot of this. We'll do it with one filter. Because feasibly, you're supposed to do it with just one filter.
Yeah.
And hey, you're supposed to be good. I usually get really anal about it just to see how much I can filter the shit out of something. But
it looks dangerous without a label or anything in an empty bottle. Still has the same smell.
Yeah, I'm really bummed about that bottle now.
We're
going to have to... I do have extra bottles, so in case something like this does happen, I always carry spare bottles like this size, which is Sailor Jerry, Spiced Rum, the Seahorse.
You didn't bring any of that with you, didn't I, did you?
Because I drank it.
You drank it all.
So what you should do is have a couple of these bottles laying around, and what you can do is get a funnel, stick it on the top, and just pour it into one of these bottles.
Sick
puppy's
going to have to invest in a funnel.
Because you know it's going to work. I would have brought the one from home, but I use it for oil, so...
Wow.
Hey, man, I'm into the hardcore stuff. You already poured?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll pour mine here.
After about 6 filtrations and testing, you're drunk anyway. How do you tell if it's any smoother?
Because I don't usually drink after each one. I wait till the very end. I usually wait till the very end.
I'm not sick, puppy.
I have a before and an after, but we just couldn't wait this time, and I really wanted to try this stuff, so we kind of broke the rules. But it don't matter. Hey.
Hey,
it's new. This is only experiment number 3.
Yes.
Plenty more to come. So, jeez, my stomach's already curling.
Here's to filter number 1. Smells the same.
Let's do it. That's a lot smoother.
Yeah, it is.
Holy shit.
After one filter, that's... Yeah. You don't gag this time. I bet if you ran that through 3 or 4 times, it'd be smooth.
That is pretty smooth.
Hmm.
Wow. Jesus. That was extremely smooth.
It gives me more of an excuse to drink Rebel Yell.
Anything to have another excuse to drink more liquor.
I think Sick Puppy might have to invest in his own Grey Kangaroo.
Well, it's definitely worth it.
I mean, you want to try another...
Right, I'm happy with that. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty smooth. No burn at all.
Yeah, you know what, if we're not getting a burn now, I don't know if we're going to get much more of a burn later. It's going to get much smoother than that, because that was pretty good.
Yeah, I guess what I was looking forward to was a clear whiskey, but like I said, it started out clear, which is kind of weird, and then...
Bourbon whiskey, which we might have to get really cheap whiskey.
Yeah, I mean...
Like the stuff that's $6.99 a bottle.
I couldn't find anything that was less than $11 at the state store.
That's Pennsylvania for you.
Yeah, state store, sorry. Local terminology.
That would be wine and spirits for you other continental states.
Yes.
And Hawaii.
For the other 49 or so.
The other 49ers, yeah. It wasn't that bad, though. I liked it.
So do you want to chug the rest of this?
I'm not fucking chugging that. Dude, I got beer to drink tonight.
We just say even if it's crap and we don't like it, we'll chug it, but we actually like this, so.
And that's death. You know what? I'm not going to the hospitals out here in Cranberry. Unless you want a life flight, man.
I would rather chug this than drink another can of 7-year-old Brahma. I guarantee you that.
I never promised to chug this.
Yeah, well, both of us never promised to chug hard liquor.
That's just stupid.
Yeah, which you might probably get me to do sooner or later.
As irresponsible as we are, you don't do that.
Going back to the Brahma, man, I mean, I've gotten a lot of slack for not drinking that, but you had to be there. I mean, that spoon,
it was jelly.
Bad.
It was great.
I don't think anybody in their right mind, wait a minute, I'm not in my right mind.
You just had 2 shots of this stuff and you've been drinking beer.
I don't think anybody that's not already in an asylum would drink that shit like that. How's that? I'm going to do another shot of this.
What if they don't have taste buds?
It's still, it dude. Taste it. I don't know what that shit would do to your stomach, man.
You know, the one way around.
All right.
I'm
we may have this crap done low enough where we can filter it again and it won't spill that bad.
Father Spoon approves of this.
I'm thinking.
Next time that I'm having a service, I'm going to say, yo,
I tell you what, Scott.
Altar boy, give me someone to run with y'all.
Let me pour that for you. I apologize.
Yeah, that's quite all right.
You know what, Spoon? I could get a big plastic bowl out, and whatever spills in it, I could just drink it.
Like a sick puppy would.
Let's do that. What do you think?
Dude, you're going to need a big-ass bowl.
I got a big-ass bowl.
Because this thing was losing some serious whiskey.
I think I got a big-ass bowl.
Are you just going to drink it out of the bowl?
Yeah, sure.
This is high-quality entertainment. This is what you didn't pay for. Ooh, that could work.
That work? I had a bigger-ass bowl, but I think I threw it out when I moved.
Smells clean.
Oh, yeah, it's clean.
Got done moving, so everything's in order right now, so we haven't had a chance to wreak havoc on his new place. Yeah, it looks okay. We're going to give this a shot, but first, a shot for a shot.
Oh, wait, there's a little bit on the table. Hold on. I don't want to waste it.
We should do the shot to somebody.
Who's your boy there in Florida?
Oh, we got to get him for beer. He's a beer drinker. I got to get him for beer.
He doesn't even do whiskey?
Probably not.
Well.
Kenny. You son of a bitch.
Kenny, I don't know you, but...
Down there in Tampa, living in the sun, you're going to get two shout-outs. One with whiskey, one with beer. You should be honored.
I might even ship you a fifth Rebel Yell.
There will be a link to Kenny's website off of shouldidrinkthat.com. It is kenrodriguez.com. And if we have really cool editing tools, we could flash it on the screen right now.
Wow. Nice. I'm not that good yet.
Yes, Kenny goes way back. He also sponsored or had a party for just getting a job after 8 months of being on vacation called the Ponomo Party.
Ponomo.
Named by yours truly, shouldidrinkthat.com. So he was giving us some props. So Kenny, this one's for you, buddy.
I think he even said sponsored by.
He did. On his website, sponsored by. So, Ken.
Cheers to that.
Since you gave us some free love, we're giving you some free love.
Oh, a little Rebel Yell for you, buddy.
Salute.
You know?
Doesn't have the bite.
That's amazing. All right, we're going to try this with the bowl effect and whatever spills, I guess I'm going to.
He's going to lick it up.
Ethiopian child. Just drinking out of this thing or something.
Alright.
No.
A little bit closer to me just in case.
And, 3, 2, 1, flippage. Hey. We have no spillage.
Give it a couple seconds. It's gonna run through it.
You know what? I bet it, because initially it filled to the top and spilled over, right?
Hold on. I am sure.
Oh, it's not draining, that's why. Yeah, there you go. You gotta look for the bubbles. If you don't see that, you'll be sitting there for hours holding a bottle on top of the Great Kangaroo.
What the hell is it working?
That seems to be working.
There you go, now it's
splendidly.
Now the air is going through it.
Maybe the first initial pour, there haven't too much booze in there, huh?
Well, the problem is because of the fact that I didn't get air in it initially.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sitting there. That's why I had to move it around a little bit so the air bubbles start to go.
So yeah, we learned something. So now this is on video, y'all learned something too.
Look at that. I think I might have ripped this thing so it's not going all over. No, there it goes. Never mind.
That's not that bad, though. I'm really curious to see how filtration number two goes now that filtration number one was so smooth.
Number one?
Okay. Yeah, we only did it once.
Number
one. Filtration number one was great. Filtration number two... should be better.
And just for historical purposes, it is 12:30-something a.m. So it is officially Friday, so that means you can drink. Oh, I think that's it.
I think we're done. Do we need a little table Zamboni or something? You all right? Let me get the rag out.
Just because. Yeah, we're cool.
We're good. Yeah.
Still the same
color. God forbid I spill booze on this shitty table.
Still the same color.
This fucking Kmart fucking table.
Do your shot, bitch.
Alright.
It's the same color. Or is it right?
It is the same color. Damn it.
Damn it, Janet.
We're on the rag.
Well, hey, that's what she said.
Oh, God damn.
I love The Office.
Spoon, you're funny. Oh,
that's what she said. Oh! That is a great show.
Yes, it is.
It's a good thing that your neighbors aren't close enough that they can hear us.
They probably can. This is a mobile home.
Dare modular.
I say, dare I say trailer.
We ain't got no trailers out here in Cranberry.
I'm pouring mine. Shut the hell up. It looks a little clearer, dude. Doesn't look as dark. What do you think?
Think you're drunk.
Kind of looks like Yukon Jack. Nah, it's not that yellow.
Ah, hell, you never let a man drink alone.
I drink alone a lot.
No, you drink by yourself here, but you're online probably talking to people, so technically you're not drinking alone.
Yeah, I'm not drinking with the internet community, which makes it even more pathetic.
I drink with the internet community a lot. That's why I'm not in counseling.
I'm not up till 4 o'clock in the morning on a game server somewhere, though, drunk.
I can't say anything. I'll just let that go.
Damn, you spilled whiskey on my table, now my arm's all sticky. All right. Smell? Still the same.
I'm not even getting a scent off this.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell it's whiskey, but...
Yeah, oh yeah, dude, whiskey's whiskey. I don't think you're ever going to get rid of that stench.
For the men, this will put hair on your chest. For the women, shave your chest.
Wow. Alright, since we've been toasting so friggin' much, here's the real happy hour. The beer report. Big fat foamy head.
Oh, there's a lot of people we gotta talk about.
The good beer show.
Oh yes, I'm getting into those guys.
And craft beer radio and
your sushi. Here's the craft beer radio sushi.
I have no comment there because I hate sushi anyway. And we might as well give a shout out to Joe.
Joe, you know what, Joe. I bet you don't buy shots for your women, Joe. You sit there drinking your Rolling Rock, Joe. So what do you say, Joe?
Joe, I may see you at the Fox and Hound, so...
So Joe!
Joe, don't punch me in the face when I introduce myself.
Joe! Alright, tell you fuckers.
What is Joe's website anyway? I forgot already.
I'm not pimping that thing.
No? I'll pimp it. What the hell? He's local.
Party with Joe.
Partywithjoe.com. We don't know the dude yet. I still have yet to meet him. So.
Is there anyone else that we were supposed to get in there? That's a lot of podcasts that we have. Oh, Dude Night!
Dude Night! Sorry, guys! Dude Night! Dude Night.
Night with dudes with nights.
Awesome. It's your night of dudes.
Cheer on, Matt. Cheer on. Cheerio.
Now, we gotta do these kangaroo things more often together because I'm already feeling pretty damn good.
And we still have beer to drink.
And we've pretty much kicked almost a half of it the Rebel Yell, so.
Yeah.
Right. This is good. Cheers and fuck.
To Joe. Oh, that's way too smooth.
Holy shit.
You know what? I don't usually care for whiskey, but...
I'll turn you into a whiskey man.
I could drink a lot of this. I'm feeling kind of...
I'll tell you what.
Feeling kind of rosy?
Every time I've fed this Rebel Yell poison to my friends, they've always, you know, did that. I just drank turpentine look on their face.
Can I give you a suggestion?
Don't buy Rebel Yell anymore?
Don't tell them it's poison.
Oh. My friends know me, dude. When I give them a shot, I have to tell them whether it's...
This is rat poison. Drink it.
...or not, yes. And just for video's sake, and so I don't forget, another whiskey I really want to try, and don't laugh, because the name is great. Fighting Cock Whiskey.
Oh, I've seen that.
Oh, dude. Me and my buddy just bought it for a joke one night because it was the cheapest shit. But me and him drank an entire fifth of that in one evening. No. Hey, Rombar, there's your bomb. We had no hangover in the morning out of that crap. It was amazing. I'd love to run that through the Kangaroo. Wait,
I've never done that. I've only seen it done. Oh, and you got the small lighter too. Dude, you better watch. It's got whiskey coming out of there. Next, yeah, if you're, this is really like turpentine, next thing you know, it's going to go... And we're going to be on...
Watch on the next episode, Sick Puppy catches himself on fire.
Only on YouTube.
Eric, you know what? This ain't changing colors, so we'll do this.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed in that, because I've heard the stories about the gray kangaroo turning whiskey to clear liquid, but it kind of did it first.
It
cleared about that much of the bottom of the bottle on the first pour, and then out came the color.
That went through extremely fast.
That's because we're drinking more and more every filter, you idiot.
Yeah, that too.
Pretty soon we'll be holding shot glasses on top of the Great Kangaroo.
That's going to be pointless because there's a shot glass on it.
Damn. You guys are actually seeing the slow demise of Spoon and Sick Puppy on film.
Oh, there goes my knee.
Because... in this whole experimentation process, we're getting drunk, so.
Yeah, and we were supposed to be drinking beer, but you know what? I kind of like this stuff.
Do you want a beer? I still have my air as a buffer. Would you like me to get...
Yeah, I'm going to do one more shot of this, and then I might have to go to some of my beers.
All right, you know what? Let me just down this triple first. Right here. Pull me a shot, bitch, and then I'll down my triple.
Look at all that. It's gone down.
Holy shit.
Kids, don't try this at home. If you're under the age of 21, you should be watching this video.
We're professionals. We're like back.
We have beers with us also. We are consuming the Southern Tier Brewing Company this evening. Right now I'm having the Belgian Style Ale.
And I'm having the Finn and Matt's Extraordinary Ale.
Ooh la la.
Good shit, man. Southern Tier?
A little
metal.
Little something to go along with this nice fine liqueur. Yeah,
we've pretty much...
You know, Kentucky-style bourbon.
We've done a good number on the Robles, so we had to take a little beer break there. But we're back for you.
Because as you know, beer before liquor never sicker. Liquor before beer, have no fear. That's why we drank this first, and now we're drinking this.
Yeah. You ready to do filtration number four?
Number four.
Wait. Pick that up.
Oh, it's been sitting.
Shake it out, man.
Yeah, it's been sitting in the liquor.
It's been sitting in the liquor. I have a little Tupperware thing full of Robles, so.
All right, there you go. Is that enough for a shot, or?
No. Dude, yeah.
That's all you, then.
Cheers.
This is why we call him Sick Puppy.
Rock on.
You want to turn your hat?
I drink whiskey.
Do you want to turn your hat around so you don't bump it off the... Yeah, he's got the rally cap on.
Over the top! Another Stallone joke.
Stallone!
Stallone's only funny when you're shit-faced. Cheers, you fucks.
You drank.
Alright, so here we go. This is filtration number four. Four. One, two, three.
Yep.
Four.
Four. Excuse me as I stand up.
Yeah, flippage. I'll turn my hat around and back around again.
Alright, ready?
Flip.
Can I get a countdown, please?
Three, two, one. Four. We got bubbles, it's pouring. It takes a moment to flow through the filter. And there it is. What color we got now, man?
It's gonna be hard to tilt if we get some build up in there.
It's looking pretty clear, dude. Look at that. Right now it's clear. We'll see what happens by the end of the filtration, but it's clear. Huh?
Oh shit.
It's getting better.
It's starting to get some color.
Every filtration, it seems it's getting a little more clear, but towards the end of the filter, it regains the color. good. It's almost water, though. It's like dirty water. Probably doesn't say much.
It's Pittsburgh water.
Oh, dude, it's clearer. Look at that. Are we done dripping? Less drippage? I'll just drink it out of the Tupperware again. No worries there. It's still booze, right?
Great kangaroo.
God bless the roux, man. Look at that.
Gold.
Yeah, it's getting lighter. Not much, but
it's definitely a little bit lighter.
The hand. It's.
This thing's gonna stink in the morning.
So
I guess technically it is morning. But
sick puppy's gonna stink in the morning too. How did it? It doesn't look any clearer now. Must be the Tupperware effect.
The Tupperware effect.
Pour one for Spoon. Who the hell else would I be talking to? The only one sitting next to me get shit.
It depends how many people you see.
This is all we got left of the Rebel smell.
That's actually a lot lighter. That's
Is it? I didn't think it was.
You're that not. Actually kind of looks like a tequila.
Which next vote we might have to do next, right? How's it smell?
I don't like that smell.
It smells the same to me.
Although I've been drinking this Belgian ale, so.
Yeah, it says a triple, yeah. It smells the same to me. Shall we cheers it up?
Who are we going to cheers this time?
How about Mr. Benedict?
Shout out for this nice little toast right here. It's going to go out to Mr. Dan Bement, Carl Benedict, our old IT guys. God bless you.
Miss you. Love you.
He's got a drink with us.
Satan loves you.
We drink it, so you guys will someday.
We're just testing it out for you folks. I left a little in the shot glass.
It tastes okay to me. I think the fact that I have some of this Belgian ale is kind of making it.
I think overall
it's putting more of an accent to the alcohol that's in the actual shots, but it's not as rough.
I think overall it just lessens the burn.
It takes the burn away. It doesn't taste like burning.
Which I kind of like anyway, but hell, me and Spoon have pretty much almost kicked a fifth of this crap. For your viewing pleasure, so.
Because even if it's crap, we drink it.
So you don't have to.
See?
Okay, so we're at filtration number 4 with the Rebel Yell.
5.
5?
You said 4.
4 or 5, whatever. We lost count. I'll take his word for it, though.
5 sounds good.
5's alright.
5. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. Cinco!
We're finishing the 5th, so it doesn't really matter right now. I got a little. Hold on.
Oh my god, you drank that.
I'll do a chaser now.
Alright, you ready?
Yo, hell yeah.
Can I get an SIDT countdown?
3, 2, fuck you. Filtration number 4, I thought, but it might be 5. Watch the video and review, I don't remember. But damn, the bottle's getting thinner, so the filtration's getting quicker.
So the Great Kangaroo is pissing in the bottle. It's got better aim than I do.
It's just, damn. This whole video process, we've killed an entire 5th, so This might be the last of it right here. If it ain't, we're just chugging what's left in the fucking bottle. We don't care.
Wow.
I hear drippage. I actually suck up a lot of booze, dude. So after filtration number 4 or 5, this is what we have left right here.
Ribble?
Yeah.
So we haven't even shots. Then we chug it.
Evidently, Spoon has more tooth than I do.
Because even if it's crap, we drink it.
So you don't have to.
Alright,
I guess I'm pouring in some little tiny little shot glasses instead of being a redneck and drinking out of the bottle.
He's drunk. He's drunk.
Again. Let me pour
it. It helps if you tilt it a little bit more.
Tilt me, you fat bearded bitch. Hold on.
I don't have a beard yet.
That's mine.
This one's mine.
This is Spoon's.
Oh yeah, we are so killing this fit.
Yeah, we're just probably gonna chug the rest out of the bottle, so. Here's the filtration number 4 or 5 at the last count.
Or something like that.
We're metal, so you don't have to be.
That's pretty damn good. Cheers, dude.
Fuck off.
Alright, fuck y'all.
It didn't taste no different than the last filter.
It's pretty smooth.
I'm pretty drunk.
It's pretty spiffy.
I'm gonna do a little chaser here.
The Triple Belgian Style from Southern Tier Brewing Company.
Southern Tier Brewing Company.
Lakewood, New York.
Cheap plug, because we should have reviewed this on a beer cast, but we're integrating. Anyway, we've done our 4th or 5th filtration.
Something like that.
And that's good. To me, it hasn't really changed that much. Because, you know, why bother filtering this? Huh?
Fucking drink it, bitch.
The whole thing, or do you want to share it?
Well, give me something.
I'm all about giving, but hey.
It's all you, dude.
Spoon just doesn't want any more, I don't think. So.
Cheers.
Here's to all the assholes I've forgotten about this evening. Kill yourself.
That's it. That would be the 5th of Rebel Yell Kentucky Style Bourbon Whiskey.
That burned a little.
Brought to you faithfully
by Should I Drink That?
.com.
Yeah.
Father Spoon and
Sick Puppy!
If that didn't blow your earphones, headphones, this fucking will. We love you guys. Have a great evening. Have a great weekend whenever you're watching or listening to this. Enjoy.